Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review, Data Review 6-3-2023, Dr. O'Hearn, O'Hearn, H-E-A-R-N. Today's date is the 6-5, sorry. First patient is B.C. This is a 75-year-old gentleman, presents with abdominal pain. Patient was diagnosed with left hydronephrosis with a 0.4 centimeter centimeter nephrolithiasis. Patient is very unhappy with Dr. O'Hearn because he told Dr. O'Hearn he was allergic to Tylenol number 3, and he received Tylenol number 3. He took a couple of doses, and then he started having a rash. Then he stopped taking it. I told him to please flush it down the toilet and never take it again because the next reaction may be a more deadly reaction. He's also upset because Dr. O'Hearn wasn't very friendly with him. He did see his doctor today. Apparently he's passed the stone. He's not having any more pain. I made sure that he's going to see to recheck his CT because he did have a left-sided hydronephrosis. Next patient is M.M. He's a four-year-old who fell off a ladder in the pool. X-ray shows no fracture, but the radiologist recommended rechecking X-ray in 7 days because of the effusion. This could be consistent with an occult fracture. He was treated appropriately. All the numbers left in the on the chart were bad numbers. Next patient is A.M. is a six-month-old baby with congestion, wheezing. Patient had a chest X-ray, which was negative, but no other testing. I left a message for family to call me back. They weren't available. Big letters. Please consider doing swab testing, including RSV in a six-month-old and COVID, strep, flu A, flu B in children, especially infants, with wheezing and congestion. Next patient is CF, four-month-old baby with choking episode after mom says patient was thrown up phlegm and there was some blood-tinged phlegm that was present. Dr. O'Hearn ordered a chest X-ray, which was negative, left message for the family to call me back. In bold letters, please consider doing swab testing once again in infants with cough congestion, as was noted above. Next patient is RS, is a 51-year-old woman who is well known to the emergency room with history of chronic migraine headaches, presents with abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Patient, Dr. O'Hearn ordered Compazine, then ordered Zofran, but the nurses gave patient 2 doses of Compazine, 10 milligram IM. No blood work was done, no CT was done. Which I suspect is because patient is well known to the emergency room, but had not been there any time recently. Period. Please consider testing, full testing for anyone with nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and headache, even though they might be a frequent visitor to the emergency room if they have not been seen recently. Next patient, MB, is a 10-year-old child with shoulder pain after a mini bike accident. Negative shoulder X-ray, negative clavicle X-ray was treated appropriately. Phone numbers were all bad that were left on the chart. PS is a 52-year-old woman with left leg foot injury after a fall, was given Toradol. Hip X-ray, knee X-ray, femur X-ray, tip fib, and foot X-ray were all negatives. Patient was sent home. Go back to the patient RS. Also put down consider Toradol. Just forget it. I don't know if the patient is allergic to it. Just leave it alone. Next patient is FM, is a 19-year-old with difficulty dysuria, penile discharge. STD panel was obtained, treated with rocephin and doxycycline, doing much better. Very appreciative of the care received. Next patient is IH, is a 9-year-old female with dog bites. Police was notified. He's given rocephin and augmentin. And no, if the phone numbers that were left on the chart did not answer. Thank you.